Sports Radio 100.3 The Team is socially networked. Facebook.com/1003theteam. Follow us on Twitter at 100.3 The Team. And now on Instagram at 100.3 The Team.
Welcome back. Good Monday morning to you. We are 25 minutes past the hour here at Sports Radio 100.3. Stay warm out there today. My goodness. It's 59 degrees when I left the house this morning. Had to walk the dog, and he was taking his sweet time sniffing every blade of grass this morning, so I had to throw on a jacket while I was just standing out there watching him sniff the grass.
How's Rascal's leg, by the way?
He is not doing well. He's doing okay. He's learning how to walk on three legs, and so I could just say, all right, now he can deal with it, but I'm not that kind of owner, so I'm gonna get him fixed. We have to go see a specialist in Mount Pleasant tomorrow. My friends are joking with me that he tore his ACL, which is basically what he did. He ruptured a ligament in his knee, and he has to have surgery. But the dog has to have surgery and has to see a specialist. So we're gonna find out what the deal is here, and hopefully this doesn't hit me too hard, but it probably will.
He's out for the season.
He is definitely done for the season. Yeah. He's hopping around the neighborhood, and oh man, all the ladies in my neighborhood, they are eating it up, and he's loving that. You know, they can't get enough of him anyway. And to see him hopping around that way, holy cow, he is getting more love and snuggles from all the girls than I've ever seen before.
So you're saying I should start limp around everywhere I go now?
You know what? Maybe that would work. Like get on some crutches and go down to the inlet one night and see how that works out for you. I mean, you have to have a good story though. You have to have, like, it can't be like I tripped falling down the stairs. You know, it has to be like there was a young child who got caught in the riptide and I went out to help him, and there's got to be something like that. You know, you got to go big.
Expanding on lies. Lie after lie.
Hey, if you're gonna lie,
gotta go big.
Go big. Yeah. Go big or go home. So anyway, Rascal's doing okay. He's doing okay, but we're gonna go see the specialist tomorrow and we're gonna get it all figured out, and hopefully he can walk normal and all that here in a week or two. All right, let's go ahead and jump into it. It's our poll question each and every Monday. What's your good, what's your bad, what's your ugly from the weekend in sports?
It's time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Brought to you by the Dead Dog Saloon on the Murrells Inlet Marsh Walk. Now serving breakfast from 8 until 11 a.m.
Oh my gosh. Captain E just texted me. Concerning Rascal, the good, the bad, and the ugly, by the way, brought to you by the Dead Dog Saloon. Stop in for breakfast, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's fantastic. Enjoy breakfast with a view on the Murrells Inlet Marsh Walk. First, he says it's going to be expensive, but they are the best, you know, in terms of talking about making sure to get my dog taken care of. And I will. I'm going to get him taken care of. And then he says, you can borrow my daughter. You will have the girls all over you. Do I need the crutches then? Or just the daughter helps?
The daughter and the limping dog. You should be good.
Oh, and bring
Yeah, oh yeah,
Rascal.
You gotta have the double whammy. Yeah. Attack from all angles.
I never thought about bringing the limping dog down to the inlet.
Oh yeah,
that'd be good.
Maybe you can get one of those the wheelchairs that they have for dogs where they just like put their hind legs in the wheelchair.
That's,
and so they're
that's
front,
what a buddy of mine told me the other day over lunch. So he's awesome. Like, dude, let's get him a cart. He can wheel around. If both of his legs were bad. Oh my gosh, it's so bad. It's so bad that we're laughing about it. He'll be okay. He'll be okay. All right, Pat, why don't you tee us up? Why don't you lead us off, my man? Because I don't know where to go from here.
Okay. So, my good, how about them Rams beating
man.
The Seahawks in overtime? I know I'm a Rams homer, but come on.
Hey, and it doesn't matter Cam Chancellor
huge.
Wasn't there. Forget
yeah,
about that.
It doesn't matter at all. But no, it's and it was ironic that, you know, on 4th and 1, Pete Carroll decides to run the ball with Marshawn Lynch instead of throwing an interception like he did in the Super Bowl, but that's got stuffed as well, and the Rams do go on to win in overtime. My bad, and this is something that, you know, I haven't read anything about this, but I heard it on DC radio. We were on the way to the airport on Sunday before the game. My friend turns on the sports radio there, and they're talking about RG3 and how he's playing safety on the scout team. That's a $16 million player that you're putting on the scout team. What if he gets injured? You still have to pay him that $16 million. So I thought that was absolutely
Gruden
hilarious.
Gruden does not care at all.
So dumb. My ugly, I don't know if you saw this, Aaron, but yesterday on a play, Pac-Man Jones and Amari Cooper get into it, and then Pac-Man Jones throws Amari Cooper to the ground, takes his helmet off, and then slams Amari Cooper's head against Amari Cooper's own helmet that's on the ground.
Yeah, that's good.
And so I'm sure there's going to be a suspension coming for the Pac-Man.
You think he'll be suspended or just fined?
That was pretty vicious.
I mean, he's definitely a repeat offender. So
that was pretty vicious.
He falls into that
category. Taking someone's head and slamming it against their own...
Did he get kicked out of the game?
He didn't, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Was there a penalty?
There was a penalty. Yeah.
All right, so they did get
It was vicious, though. He's going to, I think, at least a 1 to 2 game suspension.
So if your helmet comes off in the NFL, you can keep playing?
Apparently,
that's a rule.
In college
they changed the rule.
You have to take a playoff in college.
You get penalized. If you keep playing in college and your helmet comes off, if you keep going after the play, they throw a flag, and it is a penalty. And, yes, they make you leave the field for a play. But apparently in the NFL, J.J. Watt actually had a sack without a helmet yesterday, and there were a lot of helmets popping off yesterday.
Strap up.
You should put the chin strap on. That helps.
It's there for a reason.
That helps. I played hockey with a couple guys. They'd have a helmet on, but they wouldn't put the chin strap on, or they'd have it so loose it would dangle down like 3 feet, like it was some sort of accessory they were going to trip over while they were skating. And I was like, what's the point in even having the helmet on at that point? So anyway, that's interesting. I would have thought that across the board – when college made that rule that if your helmet came off, you could no longer participate in the play. But came to the realization yesterday that's not the case in the NFL. And is Cooper okay? Were there any
injuries?
Oh,
no, yeah, no, he was fine.
It was just a
disgusting play.
Yeah, that's nasty. That's horrible. All right, so my good, I can start off with Coastal Carolina. That was an absolute beatdown of South Carolina State. If all you saw was the final score of 41-14, and I get it wasn't televised in any way, so you would have had to been listening to the Chanticleer Sports Network, the game wasn't that close. It was 41-0 after the first offensive series of the second half, and at that point, Coach Moglia pulled out D'Angelo Henderson, pulled out Alex Ross, pulled out all the offensive linemen, pulled out all of the wide receivers, and did the same thing defensively. And so South Carolina State ended up winning the rest of the game, if you will, 14-0, but that was against the second and third string players for Coastal Carolina, and they actually did some pretty good things. They were moving the ball very well in between the 20s. They just struggled to score. So Coastal Carolina is rolling right now. Get out this weekend. It is the home opener, the first of four consecutive home games. This team is fantastic, and again, they are off to a start of what could be a very special season in their last season competing at the FCS level where they can go to the postseason. So you certainly are not going to want to miss out on it. And I remember some folks saying to me last year after all those great games that they had, saying, oh, man, I really should have made it to a few of those games. Well, hopefully you stand by that and you get out to the games this year. Ultimate Tailgate Experience is going to be on early in the Teal Lot right there in front of Brooks Stadium. So come hang out with our crew. It's going to be Joe Katz and Ryan Young will be hosting the show this Saturday. And we're looking forward to having a lot of fun. So Coastal's rolling right now. Hop Henderson, all-time career rushing leader at Coastal. And he still has nearly two full seasons to build on those totals, making them relatively unattainable. But also in my good, so I get home from Orangeburg at about 12:30 at night, and there was one game on that was interesting at that point. It was BYU versus Boise State. And I'm from out west. My whole family is from out west. I was actually born in Wyoming, so there's a little fun fact for you. But my dad went to BYU, so anytime something's going on with BYU, I'm always kind of intrigued by it, a team that I've come to know very well over the years. They are off to a great start this season. And have you seen what their quarterback has done? Their starting quarterback, Taysom Hill, who was supposed to be a Heisman contender, out with an injury again and is not going to participate this year. So they put in this freshman named Tanner Mangum. Throws the Hail Mary against Nebraska that you probably saw. He did it again against Boise State. The only difference was there was 45 seconds left this time, or a minute 45 or something. Less than 2 minutes to go in the game. It was 4th-and-7 from the 41-yard line, and instead of just throwing it into the flats to try to pick up a first down, heaves it into the end zone, and the guy lays out backwards with his back to the ground. He's like horizontal to the ground and catches it in the end zone, and then they end up getting a interception return for a touchdown 2 plays later. So BYU takes down Nebraska and Boise State to start the season, and both of them, in essence, with Hail Marys to end the game. Have you ever seen a freshman quarterback start his career that way against teams like Nebraska and Boise State? They're going to play UCLA on Saturday night, so that'll definitely be one of our top games of the week. That's a top 25 matchup, and if BYU goes out and beats UCLA, they might be a team that could be crashing the party in terms of a playoff contender that nobody was thinking about, so we'll keep an eye on them. All right, very quickly, and then we'll get to some of yours coming up next segment. My bad. The Vegas sportsbooks typically dominate week one of the season because there's so many unknowns. They got blasted this year. The underdogs, or last year in week one, the underdogs covered 10 of the 13 games on the spread, and most people bet on the favorites. So Vegas took their money and ran last year. This year, the favorites went 9-4 against the spread. So basically, everything happened the way it was supposed to happen, and that's not good for Vegas. So the sportsbooks lost a ton of money, and that's more funny than anything because they're going to make up for it. They're going to have plenty of people play stupid bets, and they'll be okay. So it's kind of fun to see them actually lose, which the house never loses. They actually lost this past weekend. My ugly, you know, we'll talk about NFL injuries and everything else later on. I could say the Gamecock game in general, but it was actually a pretty good game, and Kentucky's getting better and better under Coach Stoops, and that's a team you can't look past anymore. So rather than say the game was the ugly or the two-point conversion was the ugly, how about Brandon Wilds after the game in the locker room? We'll have the audio for you coming up in just a moment, but let me just read what was tweeted out from our friends at Sports Talk. Brandon Wilds, after USC's loss to UK, we need to run the ball more. And then Matt Connolly at the state newspaper said that he went on to say, concerning their problems in the red zone, I didn't get the ball. We'll talk about that coming up next. Plus, we'll get to your good, your bad, and your ugly from the weekend in sports. Right now, let's get to your national sports update.